Well, baby, I'm on the telephone. I said, honey, what you doing tonight? Well, I'm busy right now, but you can come over and visit me later. I had nothing else to do, so I visited right away. Parked my car around the side of the building, looked up to where she lives, and I saw two silhouettes on the blind. I knew that second silhouette wasn't me. Of the building, I saw an Oldsmobile parked outside, a red one, white wall tires, convertible, with personalized number plates. They read Magoo. I thought, who is Magoo? Who is Magoo? Three at a time, I wasn't waiting for no lift. Pulled myself together at the top of the stairs, and I pressed the doorbell. I heard a lot of shuffling going on inside. Then I heard the cupboard door close. That girl answers the door all flustered like. She says, you're early. I said, I know. There's an Oldsmobile parked downstairs, a red one, white wall tires, convertible, with personalized number plates. They read Magoo. Who is Magoo? Who is Magoo? I think it might belong to the fruiterer who lives on the second floor. I said, I went to school with that fruiterer. His name is Angelo Costanzo. He don't own no Oldsmobile. He only got a little Econo van. She got his name on him. I thought it might have belonged to the fella who made those cupboards for you. What was his name? Nigel. Oh, I haven't seen Nigel since he finished. I said, how much is that big cupboard over there? That cupboard cost me $600. I'm buying that cupboard. I'm gonna put that cupboard in the back of my car. You can't put that cupboard in the back of your car. You've only got a little Datsun. I said, baby, when I drop that cupboard through the window and it falls five stories to the pavement below, it will fit very nicely in the back of my Datsun. Strength, I got that cupboard to the windowsill. Then with superhuman effort, I pushed real hard, and then it fell five stories to the pavement below. She's standing there with her arms folded and a look of disbelief on her face. I said, who is Magoo? Who is Magoo? Remember that guitar you like? The National with the Triolian Resonator. Maple neck. I said, yeah, that's one beautiful guitar. Well, all your friends chipped in and bought you one. The man from the music shop delivered it a little earlier tonight. You probably passed him when you got out of the lift. He's a little short, fat guy with milk bottle type glasses and a very good sense of humor. Better than some people round here, I might add. So now you know. Hey, when I heard you ring the doorbell, I very quickly hid the guitar in the cupboard. Yes, that very same cupboard. You have just turned into kindling wood on the pavement, 5 stories below. I've got egg all over my face, 'cause now I know.